Welcome to episode one of A Quilter's Life. It's been said that every quilt has a story, and it's so true. I wanted to hear about the people behind these wonderful quilts and thought you'd enjoy hearing about their lives also. Today I get to visit with Beverly Evans. Bev is the one I began my quilting journey with. She encouraged me to take a quilting class with her, and I can never thank her enough. We continue to enjoy quilting together. Thanks so much for being my guest on A Quilter's Life today, Bev.
Well, thank you for asking me. I'm really looking forward to this experience.
Let's begin with your background. I want to know, where did you grow up and where are you now?
I grew up in a military family. My father was in the Air Force, and at the age of 15, he retired and became a missionary pilot. So I've lived all over the world. I really treasure those memories and those experiences, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. And currently, I live in right outside of Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's great. I wanted to tease you a little bit. You said at 15, he retired. It sounded like a...
Oh, when I was 15. There
yeah.
You go.
I just had to tease you. So in talking about quilting, who introduced you to quilting?
A good friend of mine that I was going to church with at the time in New York. Her name is Susan. And it was a small church, and so there was a group of about 10 to 20 ladies, it varied at times, who would get together once a month and do quilting. Anytime anybody got married, had a baby, graduated from high school, college, anytime there was a special occasion like that, we would cut out 10-inch by 10-inch muslin squares of muslin fabric, and hand them out to the ladies in the church, whoever wanted to participate. And they were free to work on these 10-inch squares, and they could either do fabric paint, embroidery, quilting, whatever they wanted to do on this square, applique, just anything they wanted to do. And then they would turn these squares back in after a month, and we would put the squares together. Usually we would do trim around them, frame them in another fabric to set them off and make the square quilt a little bit larger. And then we would put it together and work all together in making a quilt. And sometimes they would have simple edges. Sometimes they would have lace edges or eyelet edges. It just depended on the occasion. Each one was unique and different. And by participating in this activity, that was my first experience to learn how to quilt myself. But it was very rudimentary, very basic, nothing special. And we didn't actually quilt the quilts as far as running it through a machine and machine stitch quilting or hand quilt it. What we did was at the corners, we would tie it off with yarn wherever there was an intersection. And so it was a very quick, fast, simple way of quilting that would only take us a couple of meetings to get it done. And I just really enjoyed it. And it was very therapeutic for me. It gave me something tangible that I could touch. And it created memories that I knew these people who are receiving them would have for a long time to come. And they could even pass it down in their family. And the people just really were blessed and loved getting them. And I was blessed by having the opportunity to make them. And so that's how I got started. That was back in the late 80s, early 90s. And then when I moved down to North Carolina, I was able to get, through friends and churches, a little bit more exposure to different kinds of quilting, the more formal, proper quilting where you cut the fabrics and piece them together and actually stitch it on your machine. And then I heard about this class and I wanted to learn the proper way to do things. So that's when I pulled you in and said, go with me. And I've been on a roll ever since. And it's very, very therapeutic. Also very addicting.
Yeah, very much so. So out of the quilts you've made, do you have a favorite quilt?
I guess the very first one I made, and I made it for my middle daughter, Katie. And it was a scrappy quilt. And it's got the eyelet binding around it. And she still has it. It's very special. Purple has always been her favorite color, and she liked lambs or baby sheep at the time. And so it's got gingham and lambs and purple and the real classic white rosebud fabric with the little tiny rosebuds on it in purple. That was left over from a dress that I had made her for my brother-in-law's wedding. Her and her sister were flower girls at that wedding, and I made their dresses. So I was able to incorporate memories and what she enjoyed and her favorite color and do this quilt. It's not very big. It's what you would call today a crib quilt, smaller size. But that's probably going to always be one of my favorite because it's the first one I actually did all by myself from start to finish.
Yeah, those first ones do seem to really stand out, don't they?
Yeah.
Since you've learned to use different tools, do you have a favorite tool?
I do have a favorite tool that actually I don't own yet, and I'm looking forward to owning one day. And that would be the, I don't know, it's like a Lazy Susan. It's a mat not that you can cut on, but it spins so that as you're cutting and laying out your fabric and your pattern, you don't have to walk around the table and change position or take a chance on moving the fabric and having it get out of place. You can just spin it and move it around, and then it doesn't disrupt or displace the fabric. I don't own one yet because they're rather expensive, but that in my mind, that would be my favorite piece that I am looking forward to getting. My favorite piece that I have now has got to be my 6-inch by 24-inch ruler, and it's an omni-grid ruler, and I probably use that more than anything for cutting fabric, for squaring off the edges when you're getting ready to finish it, many different things, making sure that things are square and in line, and I use that probably more than anything else. That, of course, along with my rotary cutter.
Yeah, all very important tools to line things up.
Right.
The tools we have are so wonderful. I wonder how people did it before.
I know. We've got so many tools these days that you can make a quilt in a day, what would take weeks or months back in the day, depending on your the pattern that you're using. And it's just amazing that even just in the last 10 years, I have seen things that have come out that it just amazes me. It's like, man, why didn't I think of that? That's brilliant. Yep, anything to make it easier and simpler, faster, then people are going to be more inclined to get involved and actually do the work.
Yeah. I was thinking of the different parts of quilting. There's the design, piecing it, quilting it, binding it. Do you have a favorite part of the process?
My favorite part of the process is binding. And the reason for that, there's twofold. One is it means I'm almost done with the quilt, and it's sort of a relief. And also, it's the only part of the quilt where I get to do handwork. I do my binding. I attach it by machine, but on the back, I do the handwork to sew down the back of it. And so that's the chance I get to put my stitches of love, I call them, where I take the time, usually at night watching TV or something, to finish off the quilt. And every stitch, I think, who's going to be getting it? What are they going to do with it? How long are they going to have it? What kind of a blessing it's going to be? Sometimes I know the recipients of the quilt, sometimes I don't. And so a little prayer sort of goes into every little stitch that it will bless them in some way, and that I'm just thankful that I have the ability and the opportunity to make the quilt, and that it's sort of a meditation almost time where I can just picture the recipient and what's going to happen to this quilt down the years. It's just I just really like that time. It's sort of a quiet, small, it's just me and the quilt finishing it off, and it's exciting. It's a little sad in a way because you kind of get attached to the quilts and you don't, it's like, oh no, this is my favorite, the best one I've done yet. I don't want to let it go. But of course you do, because then you're looking, another thing I do while I'm hand sewing, I'm looking forward or planning or thinking about, oh, what's the next one I'm going to do? And so that's my favorite time, is the handwork, the binding on the binding.
Bev, you may have covered this a little bit, but do you have a purpose, or why do you make the quilts?
I have to say, selfishly that my number one purpose is how therapeutic it is for me. So much of what I've done in my past and am doing now, I don't, at the end of the day, you don't have anything tangible to show for all your hard work and all your endeavors. But when you're quilting, as in any craft, which I'm into all kinds of crafts, in quilting, you have something tangible at the end of the day to show for all your hard work and your creativity and to show people that you love them and that you care because you took the time and the effort and the money to put into making this quilt something that they can keep for a long time. And it's just, so therapy, it's very therapeutic for me. Along with that, it's a ministry. I've been disabled since 2000 and I haven't worked. It is my way of having a ministry and contributing what I can do for God. I was part of a group at a church I went to called Quilters for Jesus.
Yeah.
And what we would do is we would get together once a month and we would make quilts and then we would give them to people in the church or outside of the church that we wanted to minister to, either to let them know we were thinking of them or praying for them. Sometimes they were cancer survivors or people dealing with battling cancer. Sometimes they were people that were just going through a hard time, whatever, different reasons, just different people that I would like to minister to or let them know that it's something tangible to show God's love, that Jesus loves them and cares about them, cares about their physical needs. And as a result, I care and the church cares. And it's just a way to have a ministry and for people to have something tangible as a reminder that Jesus loves them and cares about them. So there are people out there somewhere thinking of them and praying for them, willing to take the time and effort and energy and money to put into something tangible as a reminder that they are loved and prayed for.
Our listeners may not know, I was also part of that group, so it was a good time together.
It was really a good time together because it wasn't just experienced quilters which were a part of that group. It was also people that didn't know anything about it or wanted to get into quilting, wanted to see what it was like, what was it about, what could they do with it. And so we had, as a result, we were able to share what the Lord has blessed us with, our talents and our abilities, with other people and teach them. And they were able to learn and grow and go on at whatever level they wanted to participate, to make things for their families or friends or loved ones. So it was something that spread, like you yeah. tell one, they tell two, they tell four, like yeah. that. And so that was a part of the ministry too. We were ministering at the time to the people who received the quilts, but also to the people who came to the quilting meetings. We would have a devotion and it was a chance to get together with other ladies that were like-minded that wanted to be able to do something tangible out of love.
Yeah.
And so it had a dual purpose.
On to this next question, I'm wondering if you're going to mention the quilt I have in mind. That what was your worst quilting experience?
Personally, it would have to be a t-shirt quilt that I made. It was the most difficult, most trying. And then when I went to wash it before I gave it, the fabrics bled. So
that's exactly what I wondered if you would mention.
I learned
that was a nightmare.
Each quilt you do is a learning experience. Sometimes you come across issues or problems. You have to learn to problem solve, or you get your friends involved and say, has this ever happened to you? What did you do about it? How can I prevent it in the future? And so that was definitely a learning experience, but it's also a blessing because the individual I gave it to still uses it to this day. Every time I see the picture of them on Facebook or in text, they've got that quilt on them as they're playing video games or doing homework. And so that's a real blessing to know that what was a real trial and difficulty, and I was just ready to throw my hands in the air and say, I can't do this and quit. But I didn't. I persevered, and it's such a blessing to know that that quilt is still being used and loved and appreciated today.
It's amazing. If we could only have some of this hindsight as we're trudging forward, it would be wonderful.
Absolutely.
Okay, and my last question here is, besides quilting, what other crafts do you like to do?
Well, I love to make wreaths. I like to make diaper cakes. Anything tangible, any kind of craft that I can either use as a gift or for a shower or an special occasion. And I like to go to craft shows and get ideas and think, oh, I can do that. And then I'll go home and try it. Christmas ornaments with, I've got six grandchildren and I love to sit down, actually seven, but I love to sit down and do Christmas ornaments with my grandchildren. And then as they grow throughout the years and you see the tree have more and more ornaments on it and you go back and it creates memories. You remember, oh, I remember the year we did that. And it's going to give them memories. Hopefully I've got ornaments I have that I made as a child. So I'm hoping that it's something that they will be able to remember. I remember when I did that with my grandmother and it was so much fun. So that's another thing I really enjoy doing.
Well, thank you for sharing all that. That is so neat. What a neat idea.
Okay. One more thing I would like to add is my sewing abilities. I've been sewing since I was about 8, and I'm passing that down to my grandchildren, my grandsons, as well as my granddaughters. And that's something they've really enjoyed. We've made several projects together, cinch bags and some other things. So that the quilting is something I'm definitely planning on. I've started with two of my granddaughters, but we haven't got too far yet, but I want to continue that, passing that ability, quilting down, you know, to my next generation. Skipped a generation. My daughters aren't into it, but my granddaughters are.
but it's such a neat project to be able to do with positive way to spend time with those we love.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Bev. I hope you, my listeners, enjoyed Ben's story. Please leave your comments about today's show at aquilterslife.com. You can also see Bev's favorite quilt on the website, so take a look at aquilterslife.com.